From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, burn, baby, burn. I'm Mike Pesca. It's Wednesday, July 2nd, 2008. Message to the internet. Internet, come a little closer to the radio if you're listening, or perhaps you're monitoring the show internally because we're on the internet. You need to lose the weight. By the weight, I mean the dead weight. The dead weight on Yahoo Answers. Do you know this Yahoo Answers thing? It should be called Yahoo Answers by Slightly Drunk Guys in West Covina. Or maybe it should be like Yahoo Ill-Informed Opinions. My baby, Milo, got his fingers a little bit burned yesterday. It's not a big thing, just slightly more serious than a boo-boo. But I'm a parent, so I did what I thought I had to do. And also, let me say, won't get too much into details, but if you are considering buying baby's first ceramics kiln, it's not a quality product. So he was a little singed there, and I, called the doctor and rubbed some lotion on it and all this. He's not even crying, he's fine. Gave him a little dose of the baby Motrin. Also a bad sign when they sell the kiln along with the baby Motrin, that's a bad sign. But I go onto the much lauded internet and I type in, something like first aid, burn, blister, and I hope I'd get like a Red Cross site or Dr. Coop if he's still around, or even if it's a cached menu item, that's fine. I don't think there's been a lot of advances in burn technology. And the Yahoo Answers pops up and you get first guy answering, do not pop the blister. Answer two, pop the blister. Number three, do not pop the blister. Number four, I work in a restaurant, pop it. Number five, I work with that guy, he's an idiot. Number six, both those guys have no fingers. It's ridiculous. It's like they're debating the transubstantiation of the Eucharist in the 17th century, to pop or not to pop the blister. So I think Google, which has two buttons called search and I'm feeling lucky, there should be a third button called I'm feeling stupid, and that will take you right to Yahoo Answers. Could be called the waste my time button. And so the story ends well. The answer is aloe and love. And that, strangely enough, is also the answer to the transubstantiation of the Eucharist question. All right, coming up on today's show, we'll get a live update from Wimbledon, where they've had upsets galore. Tom Perrotta from Tennis Magazine joins us. And remember Stephen Hatfill? He's the scientist who was named a person of interest back during the post-9/11 anthrax scare. The government had to pay him off because he should never have been a person of his interest. They kind of destroyed his life by going through his mail and letting the media in on it. And also we'll talk to the author of a new book called Napoleon's Privates, 2,500 Years of History Unzipped. Yes, that kind of privates. Lots of NPR innuendo. We'll get to today's headlines in just a minute, but first.
Many people have asked, are there too many Starbucks? Well, now we know. Yes. When you build a Starbucks across from a Starbucks, the game is over.
Lewis Black tried to tell you Starbucks, and in Best in Show, they tried to tell you there might be something absurd about your business model.
We met at Starbucks. Not at the same Starbucks, but we saw each other at different Starbucks across the street from each other.
I remember what I was drinking when I met you. It was a grande espresso.
That's right, and I thought that was really sexy.
Yeah.
They never listen to the comedy, and Starbucks announced yesterday that it is closing 600 of its company-operated stores in the U.S., meaning your neighborhood Starbucks may be no more, and you may have to go to your other neighborhood Starbucks or the one across from that. The Seattle-based giant superchain's stock price has been falling for 2 years. While the company did not reveal which particular shops would be closed, Chief Financial Officer Pete Beauchesne said the cuts would be happening all across the country.
These stores were not profitable, and that we expect this action will be a good part of contributing to us making our long-term targets.
Pete Beauchesne speaking from the bottom of a cup of latte. And the comedians may be onto something. Beauchesne says most of the stores on the chopping block had to be open near another Starbucks. 12,000 employees, Starbucks calls them partners, will be affected. Most will be moved to nearby stores. The company didn't say how many jobs would be lost. The 600 stores to be closed represent only 8% of company-operated stores nationwide. If we were to lose 8% of our Starbucks in Manhattan, only 170 would remain. The company is fighting their slide in other ways, too. They're cutting back on in-store CD sales. It may be a sign they're finally listening to comedians.
Stick to what you know. Coffee and muffins, not Cranium and the Nora Jones CD. I don't care about that. Knock it off, Starbucks.
That's Craig Ferguson. Ralph Harris says maybe next, Starbucks ought to think about its prices.
They should call it $4 or $5. That's what the hell they should call it.
Because it ends in bucks. It's good stuff. You can go to npr.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the well-caffeinated Mark Garrison.